إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The wrongdoers, the oppressors will never be victorious. And this, my brothers and sisters, is part of our aqeedah. It is part of our creed. It is part of our belief system as Muslims. We live by this statement that the one who commits dhulm will never be successful in the long run. Perhaps in the moment, this person may be successful. Perhaps in the moment, they get away with their crime and their transgression and their oppression. Perhaps. But in the long run, they will never be successful. This aqeedah is the same aqeedah of our brothers and sisters in Gaza right now. They know that whatever crimes are committed against them, no matter what atrocities are committed against them, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ, that the oppressors, the transgressors, the wrongdoers will never truly be successful. Success comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe they get away with it in this life, maybe. But in the long run, dhulm will never be overlooked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about those who commit crimes in this life. And when we see them getting away with these crimes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not think Allah is unaware of the crimes of the oppressors and wrongdoers. Don't think Allah is unaware. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. He is only delaying them until a day when they will stare in horror. This is our aqeedah, my brothers and sisters. Dhulm will be ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Dhulm will be layers upon layers of darkness on the day of judgment. This is why when we see dhulm occurring to others, we recognize this. We never lose hope because we know the more dhulm that is committed, the more harsh and more severe the punishment will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't punish anyone unjustly. No one will come on that day of judgment and say, oh Allah, you are being unjust towards me. I don't deserve this punishment. Do you know why? Because even if no one else testifies to the crimes that were committed, let's say no one witnessed a crime. Someone commits a crime, they oppress someone, they wrong someone, and there's no witnesses. Their own bodies will testify. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Allah says, today we will seal their mouths. Be quiet. You were speaking in this life and you were lying and lying and lying. But today you remain silent. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their own hands will speak to their crimes. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. And their own legs and their feet will testify to the crimes that they have committed. This is why a believer, my brothers and sisters, never ever loses hope. A believer understands the power and the might and the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we see our children suffering in Gaza, when we see limbs blown off. We never lose hope.